Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here's how Bad Weekend Poker works. We're all going to share a story from this past weekend, and then we want to hear your stories, and we'll pick who has the best hand, okay? 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number for Bad Weekend Poker. Producer Dan, how about you go first with your hand? What happened to you?
So this is technically this morning, but we'll call it Bad Weekend because it happened between me leaving here Friday and me getting here Monday.
Okay.
So it is 4:25 this morning. I'm wiping the crust out of my eyes. I'm dragging myself to my burnt orange Kia Forte to come do this job. And I come out of my apartment. I go up my landing to the front of the apartment building. And I open the front of the apartment building door. And then I half-heartedly, sleepily take a step out and I hit something. And then I slip because I hit this thing. And then I slip on some ice. And now I'm falling down the stairs of my apartment building. And I have to catch myself on the railing to stop from taking a neck-breaking digger.
And you're already in a little bit of pain from maybe having parts of you removed over the past month.
There's ice and snow out there, too.
And now I'm awake. And I'm like, what the was that? And I look on my, right in front of my door, someone had placed an industrial-sized, like, job site trash bag.
Oh, like one of those big trash bags.
Yes.
And what it...
And I took a picture of it because I was so angry. And as you can see on it, it is duct taped.
And what does it say?
On the note says, pick up after yourself in all caps with exclamation points.
Oh, so somebody left their trash out and then they put a note on it?
So one of the apartment building renters is sending a message to another person in the apartment building.
And they almost took you out.
But I'm the one who got the message.
Is he your trash?
No, I'm a good neighbor.
I feel that.
But they're never going to get the message because I threw that bag so far. That's no longer where they left it.
But you didn't fall. You came close to falling.
No.
But you did not fall.
I caught myself because I'm an athlete. This is what peak male performance is.
All right,
like.
I'm just trying to figure out what your hand is here.
Okay, it's not a royal flush.
Okay.
My knees are intact.
Kennedy, bad weekend.
Okay, so I went to New York this weekend. I go on the train. And, you know, if you've ever taken the train out of New York, then you know it's not like flying. There's not a gate that's established that you know your train is leaving out of gate, whatever. You have to wait for the train to get there. And then they make an announcement. And then you go down and get on the train. So they made the announcement around the time that the train was supposed to be pulling in. I heard Acela, 22, whatever. I heard Boston. At least I thought I did. Went down the escalator, which I thought was strange because there weren't a whole lot of people waiting in line. And I was kind of like, oh, I guess. But I was standing right by it. So I figured I just got there first.
Right.
So I go in. I get in my seat. Nobody's like, get out of my seat. You're in my seat. I sit down in my seat. I sit there and I wait and I wait and I wait. And something just doesn't feel right in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching people get on the train who have sweatshirts that say things like Georgetown.
Mm.
Things that are south.
Not seeing a lot of Red Sox hats?
South of New York, not north of New York. And then I think to myself, And then I look down at my app and it says track 6. I'm at track 16.
Oh.
So I am telling you, because they're blowing the whistle, which means we're wrapping it up and we're going to start going now. So I throw everything I have, like just grab my bag, grab my purse, grab my whatever, my coat, and just start running out of the train. And the guy's like, are you okay? I'm like, is this the train to Boston? He's like, no. It was going to D.C.
No, you almost got on the train to D.C.
Well, I did get on the train to D.C. So I get off, I run upstairs, and realize that my train left 7 minutes ago.
Oh, no.
So I had to go in there. The Amtrak people were so kind, so right. nice, but I had to buy a whole new ticket to take the next train back, which left an hour later. But
what is it with you and me going to the wrong places and getting on the wrong things?
This has never happened to me but once.
Right.
So, yes, I thought in my head a lot, this is a Carson thing to do. Because I don't do that. Anything, I double, triple, and quadruple check everything
sure,
I did.
Sure.
But this one, I just didn't. And I made it home, okay. albeit an hour later, and I had right. to take the Northwestern one that stops 8,000 times.
Right,
but we're here.
That's not a bad hand.
I did not end up in Washington, D.C.
That would have been a royal flush.
Or at least one step down the road.
That would have been a royal
flush.
Yeah,
if you ended up in D.C., you win.
Like, I wouldn't have gone to D.C., I would have gone to whatever the next stop was, but then I would have had to get a new ticket and come back to Boston. So.
All right, I think Dan right now has like a pair. I feel like Kennedy...
Listen, I almost died.
Yeah, but you didn't. I feel like Kennedy got like three of a kind, maybe right there, maybe two pair. So after the apology tour down at Patriot Place Gillette Stadium to go ice skating, I drive back home. Now it's about an hour drive from Gillette back to my house. And I pull onto my street and I get to my garage. I have one tiny little garage space. My truck barely fits in it. When I say my truck barely fits in it, you have to bump the wall to fit my truck into my garage. And you have to squeeze the doors open to be able to get out. It's a tiny little garage. And there is a huge pickup truck parked in front of my garage. And I mean, not just a little bit, like I could squeak around it. This pickup truck has literally parked in front of my garage. And I'm like, all right, this happens occasionally. Somebody was delivering a package, you know, whatever, a neighbor, groceries. So I just like tap my horn one time, figuring somebody will hear it come move their truck. And now I'm waiting. Now I'm holding up traffic because I can't get into my spot. And there's nowhere to park because I don't know.
Because you live in the city.
So now I double park in a crosswalk to allow all of the people to go. And now I am walking up and down my street, knocking on doors. I walk across the street to the high school gym because it's open for basketball. I got the director of the community center to go in and have them stop all the sports that were going on, announcing, does anybody drive a white pickup truck that's double parked across the street? I walk down the street to where the guys are salting the sidewalks for the high school. Do any of them know who this truck belongs to? I spend about a half hour trying to figure out, and this truck is still just sitting there blocking me from getting into my garage. So then I go upstairs, and we have a window that looks out over like a almost like a window box, and me and Lana are perched in that window, and we are just
so you're
away.
In your house.
I'm now
are you
in,
still double parked in the crosswalk?
I'm still double parked in the crosswalk, and we are just lurking out the window watching every person coming down the street waiting to pounce on whoever this is that has been double parked in front of my house. 30 minutes go by, 45 minutes go by. After about an hour, I am so furious. I go back outside, and I can hear some construction off in the distance, somebody banging, and I'm like, aha. And I see a construction vest hanging out the fourth floor window of a house right up from our house. And then all of a sudden, all the noise stops, and I scream, hey, is this your white truck?
Oh, boy.
And this guy leans over and looks out the window, and he looks. He's like, what? I was like, is this your white truck that's blocking my driveway? He's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I'll move it. So he comes downstairs, and I'm standing there, and I am fuming. And I look at him, and I go, in what world do you think this is okay? That you can just block somebody's driveway with your truck? And he looks at the garage, he's like, oh, I don't think my partner saw that it was a garage. And he starts laughing. I was like, does it look like I'm laughing? Do you think this is fun for me that I can't get into my own house? Is that what you think?
You're a bad man.
617-655-1234. Bad Weekend Poker. That is a royal flush, my friends.
It is not a royal flush.
No, it beats us, but someone's had it way worse than that.
All right. Who's had it worse?
You could get into your house. I almost went to D.C. You double parked on a crosswalk. You were equally bad.
I thought for sure I was going to end up with a ticket, too. I said to the guy, I was like, you are so lucky you got here because I had already called the tow truck company. I was having that truck towed. There was no doubt about it.
That I would have done.
617-655-1234. Bad Weekend Poker next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.